Two research groups have created bacteria unlike any others on Earth. According to reports in the new issue of Science magazine, these bacteria no longer are limited by the rules of nature when they construct new proteins. Scientists essentially have deciphered the genetic code to create these organisms. The research may lead to radically new drugs, materials, and perhaps even new life forms based on a man-made genetic code, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Whether you are a bacterium or a human being, all the vital proteins that make you who you are built out of just 20 building blocks called amino acids. Peter Schultz at the Scripps Research Institute says after 3 billion years of evolution, no organism deviates from this basic rule.
The interesting question becomes, why 20 and why those 20? And if God had worked on Sunday, the seventh day, and continued to add building blocks to the genetic code, what would life look like?
Schultz realized one way to answer that question is to pick up where evolution left off. He decided to see if he could engineer bacteria that used more than the 20 natural building blocks of life.
Because as a chemist, one might think one could pick a better set of amino acids or possibly add very interesting amino acids with novel structural properties or chemical properties or biological properties to the code.
If he could do this, he might be able to make enzymes and other proteins with amazing new properties. He speculates eventually he could engineer new enzymes that could be turned on and off with light, or that could have unusual chemical traits that would be useful for making new drugs or revolutionary new materials for whole new technologies. Now, cells read their DNA to figure out which amino acids to use when they're building proteins. That information is encoded as a string of three-letter words in the DNA. Schultz says he was able to reprogram the DNA to change the meaning of one of those three-letter words. Now, when a bacterium reads this word, it inserts a synthetic amino acid into the protein it's building.
We showed we could actually genetically encode an additional amino acid.
So this bacterium now builds its proteins using 21 building blocks rather than 20. This opens up an entire new world of genetic engineering, one that can not only reshuffle the parts of nature, but add entirely new ones. But Schultz has even bigger ambitions. He's also trying to retool the genetic code of these bacteria so they can read DNA words made up of four letters instead of the usual three.
If we can do that successfully, then we can actually encode many more amino acids. We've actually made good progress on that front as well.
Now, Schultz's lab isn't the only one trying to tinker with nature's code. Paul Schimmel, also at the Scripps Research Institute, is part of an international collaboration, and that group is also reporting success in science. His group took a different approach. They mutated a bacterium's protein-building system so it would make mistakes. As a result, it incorporates a synthetic amino acid into its proteins. So these organisms, too, use 21 building blocks rather than 20. Schimmel says this research is really an attempt to recreate what happened during evolution as organisms developed the highly precise system of protein building they use today.
If we can reconstruct some of the history here, we'll be a lot more informed about how to engineer and change modern proteins in ways that nature has already experienced. So we're really just asking nature to teach us how to do this.
These two groups are both part of a broader effort to re-engineer life from the ground up. Ultimately, scientists could produce something so different from life as we know it that it might be considered artificial life. Stephen Benner at the University of Florida says the latest studies move that field along.
But we're still a long way from getting a artificial chemical system that's constructed by man into a point where it can do what life does, which is to improve itself by an evolutionary process. This is a step along the way.
Bill McLean at the University of Wisconsin says the findings reported in Science represent a fantastic new technique with the potential to revolutionize biology in ways that are unimaginable and unpredictable.
The realization of its potential is really something that's going to be determined in the future. And I think we're going to see many other investigators jumping in to not only use the products of what have been produced here, but to start similar analyses now that the way has been paved.
Progress won't come overnight, but it could well be profound. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.